There were actually 36 of us in that so-called second kinder transport from Prague. My mother baked some jewels into candies or biscuits to take with me. But on the railway platform, there was an announcement to say that any child found with money or valuables would be sent back. So we took all these things out of the suitcase, and they reached us by some completely different route in the long run.
Was that the last time you saw your mother?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Do you remember the last thing she said to you? Do you remember her face, her expression?
Well, she was very good. She was very controlled. She showed no emotion. She just, we embraced, and she kissed us, kissed me and said, be a good boy. And I went. And that was it. And lots of parents were distressed to be parted from their children. But my mother was very, very cool and calm and didn't want me to feel upset about it.
She sounded like a very strong woman.
Yes, she is. Was. She was. She made no arrangements to escape herself. She said to me, oh, she had to stay there because she was drawing the pension from my father's job. And so she couldn't travel. You know, in retrospect, that's a ridiculous reason. But that's what she said to me. She, in fact, did make arrangements to leave because some a sister of hers and a brother in New York contacted a distant relative, and she arranged for my mother to sail on a ship to the United States. Unfortunately, the ship was due to sail just as the United States entered the war, and the ship never left.
What do you know about what happened to your mother?
Well, I didn't know what happened for a long, long time. Soon after I came here, my wife and I went to Prague, and we visited the old part of the city. And there was a sort of community office, and we went in, and we asked if they know anything about the fate of Jews in Prague at that time. And I found a statement about what happened to her. My mother was deported on June the 10th of 1942. A number of transports loaded with Jews were sent to Poland. My mother was on one of those transports. I have the number of the transport. I have her number. And the description tells me what happened. She was taken to a camp, to several camps, actually, associated with one of the major concentration camps called Sobibor. Each transport had about 1,000 people on them. And on her transport, they picked up, I don't know, 120 people. They took them through various stations on the way. Auschwitz was one of them. And they dropped off some people here and there. They dropped off all men at another concentration camp called Majdanek, which is just outside Lublin. There she was sent to another camp further out east, very near River Bug, which runs north to south and has marshes on it, on the banks. And her transport were required to dig drainage trenches. And it was, of course, a horrible job. People were so exhausted they couldn't hold their tools. They slept in soaking clothes in barns, and they all contracted typhus. There may have been some survivors, and one fellow who escaped reported that he overheard a telephone conversation between the head of the particular camp, it was actually called Krychow, and the main camp, to say that all those remaining in this work camp would be sent to Sobibor for killing. And that's in fact what happened. So nobody survived.
Where
my mother was, I could not tell.
Whether she died from the disease or...
No, there is no evidence. No evidence at all. We went there, we tried, we spoke to some local Poles. We even spoke to a woman who used to cook in one of the camps. But it was absurd. You couldn't mention names. She didn't know any names. She kept to herself, I suspect, and kept well away from the prisoners. So I have no idea where it... I guess it would have been typhus. But I know one of the Poles said, sometimes when they took prisoners to the work stations, if they were so tired that they were useless, they were just shot on by the wayside. So I have no idea, and I never will find out. There's no way of finding out.
Life would have been a whole lot different had you not been on the Kindertransport. Do you ever think about how life could have been if you stayed with your mother?
Well, I would have been dead.
Well, maybe.
No, I think I would have been, yeah. I think my father was a rabbi, and my mother was quite active in Zionist circles. And I think sooner or later they would have picked me up, I'd say, yes. Actually, the people with whom my mother stayed towards the end, they were called Voskin, and they also died eventually.
Do you feel this history is being properly remembered?
Well, that's a good question. I suspect this remembrance will tend to fade with the years. That's my prediction. I won't be around to see whether it's true or not. These days you hear talk about the next Holocaust, because perhaps you know that there is problem between Iran and Israel, and that conjures up images of another slaughter. And so you wonder what will happen, and you wonder whether we will have learned from this experience.